Never testing the broken world, staying on God's rails. John 17, 14, 16.
Jeremiah 17, 9, James 1, 2, 4. We live in a broken world. As we travel through this fractured landscape, we're gonna step on sharp pieces. We're gonna get hurt. We're gonna face challenges that test everything we believe. But here's the good news. God has given us a roadmap for not just surviving, but thriving as citizens of His kingdom while we're temporarily stationed here on earth. Jesus prayed for us, saying we are in the world, but not of the world. This isn't just a nice phrase, it's our marching orders. We can't have it both ways. We do have to live here for the temporary short haul, but we don't have to accept this broken system as our home and our lifestyle. We live in a kingdom far, far better. Our home is the kingdom of God. Every day, we face a choice. Will we live the way of the kingdom of God or the way of the world? The world says, get yours before someone else does. The kingdom says, give, and it will be given unto you. The world says, look out for number one. The kingdom says, love your neighbor as yourself. The world says, this is all there is. The kingdom says, this is just the beginning. Here's our challenge. As we're walking through this world, we don't always know where we stand. The Bible tells us plainly, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I don't see me the way others see me. Others don't see me the way God sees me. The true task is, I need to see me as Christ sees me. When I fall short, I need to know it. If I don't recognize my need, then spiritual growth becomes an unobtainable goal. Goals have to be guided. Think about a train. You put up rails to guide it to its destination. Without those rails, the train would run off course and never reach its goal. Testing is like the rails for a train. It guides us to our goal. The tests we face aren't for God to know where we are. He already knows. The tests are for us to know where we stand. Without a test, there's no testimony. Testing is normal, natural, and necessary. God uses tests to say, stay firm on your highway, keep going in my direction. When we want to drift toward the world's way, testing redirects us back to God's path. The world punishes its people. A broken system punishes its citizens. When we move away from Christ, we enter into the punishment that the world gives out constantly. When consequences hit, we often cry out, oh my God, why is this happening? But if we're honest, we realize, I'm not following God. These are the consequences. I need to get back on track. God's discipline is different from the world's punishment. The world punishes to destroy. God disciplines to restore. The world's consequences lead to the spoil. God's consequences lead us home. Think about school testing. When a teacher grades your paper, the teacher wants you to do well, but you're not taking the test for the teacher to know where you are. You're taking the test so you'll know where you are. If I'm not good in math, I won't make good grades in math. If I'm good in English, I'll make good grades in English. So where should I focus my study time? On what I'm weakest in? To finish well, we have to, one, go through the testing and trials of this broken world, to master the material God has laid out before us. Three, recognize that His planned destiny for us is our coursework. Four, use the Word of God as our instruction manual. How well do I match up with the Word of God? That's what matters. becoming more like Christ? If I don't pass the test, I need to get back on track. The destination is clear, being with the Father and the Son for all eternity. Church, we're all traveling through this broken world together. The sharp pieces are real. The pain is real. The tests are real.
But remember, you are a citizen of God's kingdom.
Live like it. God's tests are His love. They keep you on track. The rails testing guide you home. Don't fight them. Your destination is secure if you stay on God's path. Ask yourself, what am I living like, a citizen of God's kingdom or a citizen of this world? Teach me about where I stand. How well am I matching up with God's word? The train is moving. The rails are in place. The destination is glorious.